In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We saw yesterday when Jesus went into the synagogue at Nazareth that they wanted to throw him headlong over the brow of the hill. But the Word of God says that he passed through the midst of them, went his way. Let me tell you, we do not want Jesus to pass through the midst of us. That's why we need to have faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in his name. We don't want Jesus to walk by us. We need Jesus to do things that only he can do. And that calls for faith. Jesus always comes to the faithful. And that's why he always preached the word of God. He came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with power. Jesus doesn't speak the word that's just going to say, you know, it's Sunday and I'm not going to keep you. He spoke the word with power, and the people knew there was power. Why? Because he healed the sick after he preached the word. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit that was unclean, an unclean devil. And he cried out in a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" Well, I'm telling you, Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil. That is part of his what we call his, what that's what he's all about. You know, he's all about destroying the works of the devil. Have you come here to destroy us? I know you, and I know who you are, the Holy One of God. I tell you, the devil knows Jesus. He hates him. And because he hates him, he can't get at him anymore, but he gets after you and me. Oh, let me just tell you this. That's why we've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have to be occupied with the name of Jesus, the name above all names, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Not only the name above all names, but there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which men should be saved. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus rebuked the devil, saying, "Shut up, hold your peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and did not hurt him. And they were all amazed, and they spoke among themselves, saying, "What word is this? For with authority and power he commands unclean spirits that they come out." That Jesus has given us authority and power. I'll never forget when we were in Arizona. We saw so many healings in Arizona. And just remembering that Jesus has given us authority and power. We saw a woman who was blind that started to see. We saw a man on a walker who threw his walker away. Jesus gives us authority and power through the baptism of the Holy Spirit and through faith. Oh yes, through faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God. And our faith is not in healing. Our faith is not in sickness. Our faith is in the object of faith. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and finisher of salvation. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. These devils knew who he was, but Jesus wants no PR from the devil. The PR comes from the children of God, those who have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus. When was the last time you told people about Jesus? When was the last time you prayed with people in the name of Jesus? Well, you know what? If you don't do it, the witches do it. Do you know that the witches fast against us? They fast against us that the word of God would not go out. Do you know that? But the children of God, we don't fast. We don't fast. Do you know that they pray against us that the word would be ineffective? But I tell you, the word of God is like a two-edged sword, my Lord. It cuts and it heals. Two-edged sword, it cuts and it heals. And the word of God said, and his fame went out in every place in the country round about. His fame. People start talking about him. You know, they start talking about Jesus, about what had happened, how people were healed, how the demonic became alive again rather than tormented. This is the word of God went from one person to the other. And you know what? That's the best PR, when the word of God goes from one person to the other. Somebody called me and said, someone told me to call you because I have thus and such wrong with me. Can I come and be prayed with you? And I said, you know, we pray on Saturday night after Mass, but if you want to make an appointment, I'll look at my book and I'll give you an appointment. I tell you, people tell each other about what Jesus is doing. You know, if they're saying Father Tom heals the sick, they're absolutely wrong. It is Jesus who heals the sick through the ministry that he has given me, through the anointed ministry that he has given me. And he wants me to speak with power and authority. He wants me to speak with power and authority. Don't speak like, no, you know, I don't know if this is what God wants. Jesus, wherever he saw sickness, he healed it. Wherever he saw need, he gave it what they needed. He gave what they needed. But I'm telling you, it takes faith. It takes faith, even the size of a mustard seed. His fame went every place in the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered Simon's house. You've got to remember that the synagogue is on the right, and Simon's house is exactly across the street from the synagogue of Capernaum. I've been to both places. How do we know it's Simon's house? Because of the graffiti all about Simon underneath where people visited in the first and second centuries. This is all about Simon. Simon Peter. I tell you, his fame spread, and he arose from the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's mother-in-law was taken with the great fever, and they besought him for her. A great fever. Let me tell you, fevers could kill people then. Why? Because there were no antibiotics. No aspirins, no ice to lower the temperature. She was taken with a terrible fever. What does Jesus do? They besought him for her, and he, Jesus, stood over her and rebuked the fever. Let's ask Jesus to stand over us. Let's ask Jesus to stand over us always and never to leave us. Let's ask Jesus to anoint us and fill us with his presence as he stands behind us. Oh, yes. I want Jesus behind me. I want Jesus before me. I want Jesus above me. I want Jesus below me. I want Jesus in me. I want Jesus aside of me. Listen, listen. He stands behind over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her immediately. And what does the mother-in-law do? She immediately rises up and starts to minister unto them. She takes out the chicken soup. She takes out all the things that they have in the house. I tell you, this mother-in-law not only experienced the healing of a fever, but she experienced the presence of God. Isn't it wonderful? And as a result of this, what happened? Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sickness and diverse diseases brought them unto Jesus. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Isn't that something? The word goes out that Jesus is in Simon's house. They're gonna flood that house with sick people. They're going to flood that house with diseased people. They're going to flood that house with demonic people. Jesus Christ heals the sick. But what did he do first? He speaks the word of God in the synagogue at Capernaum. And the scripture says, and even the devils also came out of many, crying out, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, and he told them not to speak, for they knew that he was Messiah. Oh yes, again, the devil knows his enemy, but Jesus Christ is infinitely more powerful than the devil. He tells the devil to shut up. Do not reveal who I am, because I want my friends, the children of God, to reveal who I am. I don't need any PR from you. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. What do you think he's doing after he heals the sick, after he casts out demons? He goes to a deserted place. What do you think he's doing? He's going to seek the Father. He's going to pray. He's going to be with his Heavenly Father. I tell you, you can't do very much unless you're with God. You're with God. I try to be with God before these broadcasts. I try to be with him as much as I can be. And hopefully I will receive the anointing so you will be blessed. But not only will you be blessed, but I want to be blessed too, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so Jesus goes to a deserted place, and the people sought him. He wasn't even able to stay quiet because the people were in absolute need. And they came unto him and stayed with him, and he did not depart from them. And then he said unto them, I must go and preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Capernaum was just one town in Galilee. He left there and went preaching. He always went to the synagogues to preach, but not only to preach, but to preach with authority. And not only to preach with authority, but to heal the sick. The next chapter 5, we have heard before, but it's always worth hearing again. It came to pass that as people pressed upon him, poor Jesus, he can't even be by the lake. He's getting pressed upon. They all want to touch him. They pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. They had finished the day. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon Peter's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the ship. It's perfect acoustics, you see. There aren't 10 people. You know, you're talking about multitudes. We've heard that Jesus is around here. I've got this wrong with me. I've got that wrong with me. My eyes are bothering me. My head is bothering me. I have a fever. My son has a fever. They just want Jesus. But what does he do first? He preaches the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. He wants faith in the crowds. Now when he had left speaking, after he finished, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered Jesus and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. I'm going to tell you, it's not that the church doesn't work, but the word of God says we've toiled all night and have caught nothing. It's not that the church doesn't work, doesn't toil. It's just that there is a lack of the Holy Spirit in God's people. A lack of the Spirit of God working powerfully in God's people. A lack of the baptism of the Holy Spirit for ministry. I tell you, it's not for lack of work. Peter worked all night and caught absolutely nothing. But now he says, you know, at your word, I will let down the net. But he knows nothing is going to happen. He's the fisherman. Jesus is just the preacher. You know what I'm saying? Peter knows where the fish are. He had been out all night casting his net for fish, and there were no fish to be had. Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets nearly broke, or their nets began to break. Let me tell you, every fish in that sea started to come after that net. You know why? Because Jesus said, cast your net over the right side of the boat. It was even the wrong side, but anyway, every fish came and wanted to just be part of the jubilee. And let me tell you this, my friends, when Jesus says something, he does what he says. He is the word of God. That's why when we say at Mass, this is my body, it's Jesus saying, this is my body, this is my blood. It's Jesus saying, this is my blood. Be healed. It's Jesus saying, be healed by the power of the cross. Let me tell you, it is the ministry of Jesus that brings healing. It is the ministry of Jesus that brings the sacraments. And the ministry comes through the Holy Spirit. And that's wonderful that every priest has the power. Every Catholic priest has the power to tell that bread and wine to become the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what happens? And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and they beckoned unto their partners, that's John and James, which were in the other ship, and they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they nearly sank. They began to sink. Then when Peter saw this, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He is convicted of sin. He knew they were going to catch nothing. He knows he's in the presence of someone far greater than him. So he gets on his knees and said, stay away from me. Depart from me. Well, the same thing. Isaiah said the same thing. You know, my lips are unclean. That was no excuse for the Lord. The Lord pierced his lips with the burning coal. Jeremiah said, I am too young, but was no excuse for Jeremiah. He said, go and tell the people what I tell you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I am behind your word. Yes, we see Gideon the same one. He says, I am the runt of the litter. God says, don't call yourself a runt. I call you a mighty man of God. I tell you, it's very wonderful that God knows how to choose the weak and make them strong. Peter is the weak. He says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all the catch of fish which had been taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, don't be afraid. Henceforth you shall be catching men. Oh, yes. You can't catch fish very well, but you're going to start catching men. You're going to bring them to me. You're going to be the person that's going to stand out as one of my witnesses, my great witness, Peter. But Lord, I never believed that the fish would jump into the net. That's right. You had a lot of unbelief, but you're going to hang around me, and I'm going to teach you faith by the anointing. Faith comes by the anointing, and it also comes from reading the Word of God. And the Word says, and when they brought their ships to land, they left all and followed Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, Jesus' character must have been so powerful that they left all to follow Jesus. They had to go home and tell their wife, Mrs. Peter, I'm leaving to follow Jesus. And I can hear Simon's mother-in-law, even though I was healed, how are we going to support ourselves? Well, you know what? There is always a way. When God says, follow me, he means follow me. Many years ago, I was speaking on the radio, and I talked about when Jesus says, be a priest, you've got to be a priest. And there was somebody that heard the word of God. It was a living word, and he now is a priest of God. He heard the living word coming from me. I never knew it. I never knew it until years later. Eleanor tells me about it. And, you know, I might have known it before, but I forgot. But isn't it something that Jesus Christ spoke through me? And Jesus Christ spoke in such a way that he gave himself to the Franciscans, the real gung-ho Franciscans of the primitive part of St. Francis. I tell you, God knows how to touch people through his word. Maybe he's speaking to you. Are you sick today? Then touch your power, or your back, or your arm, or your whatever, and just say the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There is healing in no other name but the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Peter, James, and John, leave everything to follow Jesus. My Lord, we talk about evangelization. And you know, I sometimes think that people who keep on the word evangelization have no idea what it means. You know what it means? It means to give your life to Jesus. Evangelization means to give your heart to Jesus. Evangelization means to give your time to Jesus. That's what it's about. It's all about Jesus. Evangelizing means that Jesus becomes the center of my life. Jesus becomes my life, my sweetness, and my hope. Jesus becomes everything that I am and everything that I need. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Oh, that is not true in my life. I long for it to be true. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me tell you, Jesus picked not the greatest of the great. He picked the Simon who was the doubter. He picked the Simon who betrayed him, really. I don't know him. I never saw him. I don't belong to him. He picked James and John that wanted to call fire upon the Samaritan town because Jesus was off to going to Jerusalem, and the people in Samaria hated the Jerusalem people, and they said, let us call down fire because they don't accept the word. So many people want to hear your word. We're speaking your word, and they throw us out. Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you belong to. I'm telling you this, my friends, that when Jesus calls you, you have to say yes. When he calls you, you have to say yes, Jesus. You just don't just give him a nod to God. You have to say yes. I give you my life, Jesus. My life is so messed up, I have nothing to lose. I give you my life, Jesus. Come into my heart, Jesus. I want to know the power of your name, Jesus. I want to know the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. I want to know authority, that when I speak, it is not I who speak, but Christ speaks within me. I want to know that. I want to know that. I want to say that. I want to feel that. I want to be what you want me to be. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to know what you want me to know. I want to love what you want me to love. I want to hate what you want me to hate. And you know what Jesus hates? He hates sin. He doesn't hate the sinner. He hates sin because sin will pull you to hell. That's why you need to go to confession and confess your sins. You need to go to confession and confess your sins. Jesus is calling you. Go to confession. You have been away from confession for 28, 38 years. It's time to begin again. It's time to go to confession. It's time to repent of your sins. It's time to give your life to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I give my life to you. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you to be the one who fills me with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, I ask for the grace to speak with authority. I ask for that grace to speak with authority, Lord. Give me that grace today, that when I speak, it's not only words that people hear, but they hear you speaking. I ask this in faith, my Jesus. I ask this in faith. I want more authority. I want more power. I want more healing, not only for people, but for me, for my brother, for all of us who pray, for all of us who pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let it be. I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time, proclaiming the Word of God and hopefully proclaiming it under the unction of the Holy Spirit, that God reaches out to people and touches people. It's just so wonderful. He just wants a harvest of souls, that people would give their life to Him. That's what He's looking for. He's not looking for that we have great riches, a great fame. If that happens, praise God. What He wants is that people know Him, love Him, and serve Him, that they have Jesus on their mind, Jesus on their lips, and Jesus in their heart. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word." And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. His name is Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.